Good morning and a very warm welcome here to Heartlands on Midlands 103 with me, the Reverend Nigel Gill. Today I am going to be conversing with Linda Rowett, who is organising a walk in Athlone on the 31st of October, Halloween night at 7 p.m, meeting or gathering outside St. Peter and Paul's Church, then walking across the bridge down into the town to the town centre. But we'll find out more about that in a little while and why it is that she is organising it. First though, I would like to go and say it's great to have Linda here with us to go and share with us about her life, her journey. She's not from these parts, and how it is that she's ended up in Athlone and working with Hope Trust, and what is the work of Hope Trust. So much to discuss, but first let's discover Linda's journey of faith. Linda, the question I would like to ask you in opening is, was faith always a part of your life, something of significance, and is that faith the motivation that you have to wish to help others?
Good morning, Nigel. Thank you for the invitation to join you here. I'm delighted to be here. Now, in answer to your question, no, up to my mid-20s, I was searching, but didn't really have faith at all. My life journey took me through some very dark places. And in my teens, I became so depressed that I tried to take my own life. Well, I'm delighted now that my attempt was not successful. But at that stage, I was a church attender. But I also dabbled in the occult, trying to find purpose and meaning in my life. So it was only in my mid-20s that I had a real encounter with Jesus that turned my whole life upside down and my belief system with it. And it brought such healing to me that I was determined to share that with others. So the direction for my life changed completely then, and my motivation was to bring that healing to others who were hurting. And so I got involved in counselling and missions, and that's been my passion ever since.
It's obvious, Linda, by your accent that you're not from around here, and I'm going to assume, possibly wrongly, that you're from Australia or somewhere down that area of the world, or South Africa. So what brought you to Ireland and then to Athlone?
Down under actually was Zimbabwe. That's where I was born and lived the first 40 years of my life. And then whilst I joined YWAM.
Just to let our listeners know that YWAM is Youth with a Mission.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I was serving in the UK and in South Africa, particularly in the Western Cape. And then I came to Ireland through prayer, actually. I knew God was calling me to somewhere new, and I wasn't quite sure where it was, and then he said, come to Ireland. So when I came, I didn't quite know why I was coming.
That is very cryptic. You've left us now wondering how it is or why it is that you ended up coming to Ireland. So what were the circumstances behind it, seeing as you didn't know why you were coming here? How did you end up in Ireland, and how did you end up in Athlone?
Well, I came to Ireland with part of my family. And my son-in-law actually had a job in Tullamore at the time. So that's why we moved to that part of the Midlands. And not long after that I connected with Graham Wiley, who was the founder of Hope Trust, and things snowballed from there.
Interesting. Now, I'd like to back up here for a minute, Linda, in something that you went and mentioned earlier on regarding your faith. You said that you were a church-going person, but obviously church wasn't cutting it for you, because you were also dabbling, interestingly enough, in the occult at the same time. What would you say were the reasons that church failed you at that time that encouraged you in your spirituality to start to dabble in occultic practices.
I don't know that it was the church's fault or mine, but, you know, it was my view of God. My God concept was that he was very distant, uncaring, and that he was quite demanding, expecting all sorts of things from me that I couldn't accomplish. So I found for myself my interpretation of church life at that time was trying to be good, and I couldn't.
Well, thank you for your definition on who God is. And thankfully, God isn't as you go and state him to be. However, it is a bit of a disappointment when we discover that we can't live up to our own standards, never mind the standards that God has actually gone and given us. Obviously, God won the day and you came round to accepting Christ as your Lord and Saviour. And then that brought you to working with YWAM, Youth with a Mission, doing mission work. Can you explain to us how that actually came about? How that transition took place?
Well, after I became a Christian, I started working with a youth organization. I was asked to come and do some teaching and mentoring of young people. And I discovered they made a beeline. I had all kinds of issues. People privately coming to me and asking me for help over things like abuse and abortion and all sorts of those issues that they were didn't feel they could share in the bigger group. And I was offering prayer, but I felt there was more that I needed to offer. So I was searching to be upskilled. And that's when I discovered that YWAM were offering counselling training, and that started my counselling training journey. I've done many, many courses since then, outside of YWAM as well, and since coming to Ireland, I've done a degree here as well, just to give myself, to contextualise myself with the Irish
way of doing things. Well, yes. I could see why you might need to get a degree in that, all right, Linda, just to understand the Irish psychology on its own. Anyway, look, thank you so much for sharing with us your journey to this point. Welcome back to Heartlands here in Midlands 103 with me, the Reverend Nigel Gill, where today my guest is Linda Rowett, who is one of the directors of Hope Trust in Athlone. And Linda and Hope Trust are organising a Walk of Hope on Halloween evening at 7 p.m. meeting. Are gathering together outside St. Peter's and Paul's. So far, we have discussed Linda's childhood growing up. We have discussed her coming to know Christ and her journey of faith. We have discussed her working with YWAM. We have discussed how it is that she has made her way to Ireland and then in turn to the Midlands, living here in Athlone. So Linda, one of the things I would like to discuss with you is the purpose of the walk over the Shannon Bridge on Halloween. But before you get into the details of the walk, you were sharing with us before the break of how you were upskilling and preparing yourself as a counsellor, having done your degree in regard to psychology here in Ireland. Then how it was that you went and met with one of the organisers or founders of Hope Trust. And can you explain to us your journey from Youth with a Mission through your studies to becoming involved with Hope Trust, to becoming the director of Hope Trust, and then outline for us what is the function of the walk, please.
Okay, personally, when I was first involved with Graham, he invited me to explore the possibility of doing some counselling for Hope Trust. And so in order to gain a little more understanding about what Hope Trust were all about, I went through and did admin for him one day a week as well. And Hope Trust was initially formed in 2006 to offer a Christian response to the high suicide rate in initially the Roscommon, but it spread to the Midlands area. And so I was getting a real feel for what Hope actually is involved with, and in the counselling room I discovered that we meet with people who have faith or no faith and may not even have suicidal ideation, but they do have a lot of life issues that they're struggling with and need someone to walk through with them. So the idea about this, the walk across the bridge, is really, it is to identify with not only those who are struggling with suicidal ideation, but really to say to people who have lost loved ones that you're not alone, that there are many people who do care about what you're struggling with. It's such a devastating thing to lose a loved one through such a traumatic event. And we know that there are lots of family members, friends, colleagues who really are still struggling with the after effects of that. But because of the stigma of suicide, they don't always have the freedom, or don't feel they have the freedom to say or look at that loss in a deeper way. So we're trying to encourage people as a community to reach out and say we care, and we really do want to do something symbolic on that day in particular, because Halloween is a time when people are really focusing on death, and it can be quite an oppressive time. So we would love to come out and focus on celebrating life and really the value of life. And we feel that by carrying candles across the bridge, we are actually bringing light into darkness.
I noted that you said Hope Trust began in 2008. 2008 was the end of the Celtic Tiger. It was when the Irish economy crashed, when people suddenly were struggling. Do you think that the rise in suicide was synonymous with that, and there were the issues that were contained with it, or that followed on from it, and that's why it became such a prevalent feature in society at that time?
I think feelings of depression have been around for a long time. It's not just the Celtic Tiger. Although, yes, for some people that was a definite influence. One of the things that we notice is the lack of connection. And there's been a breakdown of all sorts of ways in which people connected in the past. Because of that, people don't know who to trust and who to connect with. And I think when you become isolated, you become withdrawn, and that can exacerbate any feelings of depression and oppression that can lead to some choices that perhaps if you were in a different setting, you might not make. They Yes. can be quite irrational series of thoughts and events that lead one to believing that that your life has no value and that no one will miss you. And that's not true. We know from speaking to people who have lost loved ones to suicide how much they are missed and how devastating it is for them.
Having spoken with others around the topic of suicide and the knock-on effect of suicide, it has become apparent that one suicide can beget another, so to speak, that it can have a knock-on effect and cause a series of suicides in society. Do you think the reason for this is that people genuinely believe that they have nowhere to turn, no one to call out to? Do you think that's a plausible explanation for the ongoing issues that we have with suicide in our communities today?
Well, I agree with what you were saying just now. I think when you are looking for people to identify with, that's why these kind of trigger, these events actually happen, because young people or even older people are identifying with certain groups, and that's what can influence their own thinking. Sorry, I've forgotten that second part of your question.
You've actually answered the question. I was speaking about the trigger that can cause multiple suicides, but you've actually dealt with that. And the other point I was actually asking was that people don't realize that they can actually find help or reach out and get help. That was the two parts that I was inquiring into.
I think even though there are for some places to reach out, but they feel powerless to actually do it. They're not sure, as I said earlier, who they can trust and who they can't trust. So it's really something that if we become more aware and sensitive to people who are struggling, I think that would offer a lot more support and encouragement to people who are struggling to stay alive. We generally ask people just to text us first in case we're in the counselling room. And our number is 085-114-0983. And we'll be back in contact with you. Or else you can look at our web page. We're www.hopetrust.ie or www.hopecounselling.ie.
Welcome back to Heartlands here in Midlands 103 with me, the Reverend Nigel Gill, where my guest today is Linda Rowett, and we have been speaking about a walk that she is organising in Athlone with Hope Trust, which is taking place, or gathering, beginning at 7 p.m. outside St. Peter's and Paul's in Athlone on Halloween night, the 31st of October. So if you're free, please come along and let us shine some light into the darkness. Linda has outlined to us her journey from Zimbabwe, how it was that she had been dabbling in the occult, how it was that Christ made an impact on her life, how she ended up working with Youth With a Mission, a youth organisation, to studying psychology, moving to Ireland, studying some more here in Ireland, to finding her way to Athlone due to her son-in-law finding work in this area, and then being involved in Hope Trust, where she is now one of the directors. Linda, just to follow on the conversation, I would like to actually backtrack a little bit and ask you another question, and that is, could you explain to me, please, how it is that an organization such as Hope Trust can bring healing to an individual who comes to you?
I'm glad you asked that, Nigel. I believe with God's help, healing is possible. And we feel blessed to have the opportunity to share in that process. As people, we're created body, mind and spirit. And often the dimension that gets left out when people address issues is the spiritual side. So where we have the opportunity to explore that, we do with the people who come to see us. So Hope Trust offer counselling to people who have faith or no faith at all in most areas of life difficulties. We believe healing is God's business, but we hope to facilitate the process or walk a part of the journey with those who are facing problems. So healing often comes through time, empathic listening, exploring the right questions, guidance, and if appropriate, prayer as well.
Linda, in regard to your own story and in regard to the topic of suicide that we have been discussing, you've been speaking about depression, you've been speaking about loneliness, you've been speaking about isolation, you've been speaking about the hurt and pain that is left even for grieving families, and that is why you actually want to have this walk that you're celebrating life. One of the thoughts that you've got, one of the terms that you used when speaking to us was the concept or the idea that the person believes that they would not be missed. So in that sort of a scenario, how is it that Hope Trust and yourself can come along a person that is in that place?
Well, we think it's not just our calling to do that. Well, we like to feel that it's the wider a ministry of the church, because you know, we're the bearers of good news. So to give you a rather longer answer to your question, we do provide equipping workshops to different church communities to help upskill people in how they can be more supportive to those with mental health issues, because we do believe we're the forerunners to bringing hope to those who suffer. We have also offered bereavement support groups, which are an 8-week program for those who've lost loved ones. They don't know how to cope with that loss, and it's to try and help move forward where people have got stuck in their grief. So we offer those two dimensions. But in a more direct way of answering your other question, how can people come alongside others? Well, approaching us for counselling, we're only too happy to offer counselling to people. But really, that it's often the family members who want someone to be counselled, and it's more productive if the person themselves wants to be in counselling. So I want to just say and make an appeal to you, if you're out there and you feel that you are at the end, please, your life does have value. We will miss you terribly if you go. And we would love to be able to reach out and give you some support and encouragement. So do contact us, and we'd be only too happy to offer you some counselling.
Thank you, Linda. One of the things that strikes me from our conversation is that your life work, everything has been as a result of you having walked through depression, being suicidal yourself, having dabbled with the occult, and having come to a point of having tried to take your life but failing. That here you are today, being a blessing to others. But can you share briefly with us the blessings that you yourself have experienced as a result of not being successful in taking your own life?
Well, if I think back on that time, I thought I was such a failure at life that I thought my family would be better off without me, which I've subsequently learnt that that was not the case. And I'm just very, very fortunate to have been married. I have 3 wonderful children, all married. I have 6 beautiful grandchildren, and none of whom I would have met and seen or enjoyed the company of. And I've experienced such a rich life. I've lived in, I think it is 4 different continents, I can't remember, but I've certainly done a lot of traveling over time. I've met a lot of people, and it's just a joy to see when people celebrate life, when they really can be in the moment and really embrace all that is good. It's a wonderful experience, and I believe that I was given a second chance, and I've taken every moment that I can to enjoy life.
Thank you very much, Linda. Thank you for sharing the blessings of how God has given you a wonderful second chance of life, and all the adventures that you've been up to, and the family blessings that you've had as a result. Welcome back to Heartlands here in Midlands 103 with me, the Reverend Nigel Gill, where I am with Linda Rowett, who has been sharing with us her journey, her involvement with Hope Trust as one of the directors, and this walk that they are arranging to take place on Halloween night. So, Linda, can you let us know what is involved in regard to this walk, please?
Well, the plan is that they will congregate at the end of the bridge on St. Peter's side of the road, and we'll have our jars or our lanterns or our flashlights or our torches, whatever you want to bring with you to symbolize light. And we will meet together and we will walk slowly across the bridge, and we hope to end at the town centre. We did have a gathering like that in 2017, and at the end of that we ended with prayer for the different sectors of the community who are affected. We had a street drama, and we just had a time together where we were enjoying one another. And there were quite a number of church folk from different church communities, but also the public came and joined in as well. And that was wonderful because it was a demonstration of people who care.
Thank you very much, Linda. So, folks, if you have been someone who's been bereaved, if you're someone who knows of those who have been bereaved, if you're someone who just wants to come and stand in solidarity and support with those who may even be suffering at this present time, why not gather and join with Linda and Hope Trust as they go and symbolize that there is light, there is hope, there is joy that can be found, that there is no night too dark for the light not to be able to go and penetrate it. So if you are free on the 31st of October, Halloween night at 7 p.m, the gathering is at St. Peter and Paul's, then walking across the bridge as she's explained, and hopefully I will see you all there. Linda, my thanks again for joining us, and the Lord bless you as you make your preparations and plans for the walk that will be taking place on October 31st. Thank you. So, folks, let's just finish with a reading from God's Word to encourage us, to encourage you. If you're someone and you're going through a tough time, if you're someone who's going through a difficult time, listen to who God is and what the psalmist says about God. I'd like us to pause and reflect on the words of Psalm 18, a psalm where David was surrounded by his enemies, surrounded in such a way that he believed that life could be over only for God's intervention. And maybe you are somebody today, and as you're listening to this, you feel overwhelmed by life. You feel overwhelmed by what is taking place around about you, and you feel like the world is against you. Maybe you believe family is against you. Maybe you believe everybody is against you. That's a bit how David felt when he wrote the words of Psalm 18. And at this point, I would like to read these words to you and pray that you get hope and encouragement from them. David writing says, "I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. Snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. The earth trembled and quaked. The foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thunders from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounds. He shoots his arrows and scatters the enemies. Great bolts of lightning and rout them. The valley of the sea were exposed, and the foundations of the earth laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of your breath from your nostrils. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me into a spacious place and rescued me because he delighted in me. Be encouraged by those words. Let us continue to read. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil by turning from my God. All his laws are before me. I have not turned away from his decrees. I have been blameless before him and have kept myself from sin. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. To the faithful you show yourself faithful. To the blameless you have showed yourself blameless. To the pure you show yourselves pure. But to the crooked you show yourselves shrewd. You save the humble, but bring low those whose eyes are haughty. You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help I can advance against a troop. With my God I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You give me your shield of victory, and your right hand sustains me. You stoop down to make me great. You broaden the path beneath me, so that my ankles do not turn. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be God, my Saviour. He is the God who avenges me, who subdues nations under me. You save me from my enemies. You save me from my foes. You exalt me above my foes. From violent men you rescued me. Therefore I will praise you among the nations, O Lord. I will sing praise to your name. He gives his king great victories. He shows unfailing kindness to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. Just in closing, even though this is written about David and him having victory over physical enemies, so you and I can go and pronounce the words of this psalm in regard to the enemies of our soul, to the enemies that go and bring us to a place where we believe that life that God has given us, where we can believe that by those enemies we are brought to a place where we think it is worth nothing. But in God, it is everything, because Jesus Christ came to give us life and give us life more abundantly. Do not let the darkness of the day diminish your hope, because you can find hope, true hope. Our hope is in the Lord. Folks, if you are free on Halloween night at 7 p.m, make your way to St. Peter's and Paul's in Athlone, and let us join with Linda and those of Hope Trust and walk, shining a light in the darkness. If you are someone and you need help, why not reach out to Living Links, Pieta House, Hope Trust, the Samaritans, or any other organization like that who can encourage you, come alongside you, and bless you and counsel you. Life is for living. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, show you grace, and turn his face towards you, and give you peace. Amen.